again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting, back from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, sitting on the couch. And this is another in the Podcasting 101 series. Today's episode is the one where we're going to transmogrify your voice into bits and create an MP3 file, which is the kind of file that podcasts are made of. This is a lot of stuff to cram into 5 minutes, so if at a minimum, I'll put a bunch of helpful links out on the show notes for the site. And this could well be the hardest episode to get through, so don't feel real bad if you don't get through it without some tinkering. And, you know, if you get stuck, drop me an email, mike@haven.com, and I'll help you through it. The good news is once you're through all this stuff, the rest is easy sailing from there. And by the way, last time I screwed up and forgot to add one item to your shopping list. If you decided to go off and get a mic, you also needed to go get a mic cable. Hopefully you figured that out. If not, your gratification on this podcast will be delayed by one more trip to the Geek Goodies store to buy a female XLR to male 8-inch phone plug cable. Sorry about that. That was a goof. Anyway, here we go. First thing you got to do is you got to teach Audacity. You remember Audacity? That's the software I was raving about a couple of times back. You got to get it ready to export to MP3, which requires that you go off and download a little gizmo. If you go into the help file in Audacity, you'll find a link to the right thing. It's a different thing depending on what kind of computer you got. So I'm going to presume that that's done. Now you got to plug your microphone into the mic input jack on your computer with your neat new cable. And then you got to doodle around with the sound gizmos on your computer, whether it's a Mac or a PC or a Linux box, to convince the computer to turn on the mic for recording, and that it differs enough by PC that, again, I'll put a bunch of links out on the show notes for that. But it's doable. It's not that tough, but you just have to fiddle with it a little bit. And once you've got that going, then you fire up Audacity and hit the record button and hold the mic about a foot away from your mouth. Don't get right down on top of the mic like this. See how bad that sounds? All that popping and stuff like that. Well, that's because I'm holding the mic too close to my mouth, and it's probably distorted and stuff like that. So if you hold it back about a foot like that, that'll sound a lot better. And, you know, say your first words. Hello, world, or recite the Constitution, or, you know, whatever. Anyway, get something out there, and when you've got a little something, hit the stop button. You should be able to tell that you're getting a little something because you'll get little blue blobby things. Remember those blobby things that we talked about in an early show? When Audacity's really recording, it makes blobs, and those blobs are a good thing. If the blobs are really small, that means you get to turn up the mic volume. If they're all flattened out on top, that means that you've got it too loud. That's called clipping. You want to turn it down just a little bit. You want it just right, you know. Little blue blobs that almost go to the top, but not quite. Once you've got blobby stuff and you've hit the stop button, and the final step is to go into the file menu up in Audacity and select the export as MP3 option. It'll give you a whole bunch of stuff to fill in that you can make stuff up about. Doesn't really matter. And you've done it. You've made a podcast. Not really a podcast. A podcast is a little bit different, but you've certainly done the heavy lifting. And you should pat yourself on the back. I'd do it for you, but I'm far away, you know. With that, you've got the basics of recording in place. You might want to try a few more. Kind of fool around. There are a bunch of fine points that we'll go into in later shows, but you've done the big thing, which is to get the sound of your voice onto your computer as bits in an MP3 file, and that is, you know, at least 80% of the way to being a podcaster. So way to go. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.